Mission Improbable by the Boom Jennies. Episode 3, Egypt.
Oh, look, Jane. Here's one of your dad and me by the luggage carousel in Cairo Airport. Oh, awful one of me. I look huge.
Yeah, great, Mum. Show Lucy. I'm still on hold with the Times news desk. Oh. Don't they want my story on the Bournemouth bucket and spade shortage?
I think it's a lovely photo of you, Mrs. Roberts.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. That's a snazzy catsuit you're wearing. Are you going to a fancy dress party?
No, I've just got back from the cobbler's. I'm trying to get him to ask me out.
Oh, any luck?
No. Actually, does anyone need to have any shoes resold? I've had these ones done 8 times already. They started off as ballet pumps and now they're platforms.
You know, I thought you'd grown since the last time I saw you.
Aha! It must be Miss Scarlet in the kitchen with the revolver. Hang on, that can't be right.
Still playing Cluedo on your own, Amelia?
Yes. I can't for the life of me work out who did it, though. I'm beginning to think it must have been a tragic accident.
Pyramids, pyramids, pyramids. Oh, but the hotel! Now that was special.
Oh, why don't the Times ever answer their phone?
Here's one of Jane's dad doing his Egyptian walk in the lobby. Oh, Jane, I bought you a present. Well, open it. It's a T-shirt with a hieroglyphic alphabet on it.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I do love a surprise.
Ah, now here's our tour group. Oh, he was fab. She was fab. Fab? Oh, fab. Liverpudlian, but fab all the same. Of course, the one person who's missing from this is Dr. Ralph, my absolute fave. Charming, fun, stunningly gorgeous.
Ooh, Dr. Ralph.
Very strange thing happened, actually. We were visiting King Mufuti's tomb, and there was Dr. Ralph taking photographs 1 minute, the next minute, gone. Vanished.
Did you say vanished?
Yes, just disappeared.
Wow. I can see the headline now. Groundbreaking investigative journalist finds missing doctor in pyramid shocker. Right, home time, Mum.
Okay, darling.
Send my love to Dad.
Yes, well, I'll try and persuade him to get out of the car next time.
Great. Bye, Mum. Right, I'm off to Asia. Who's coming?
Egypt's in North Africa, Jane. But yes, I'll meet you at the airport after a quick leg wax. I think this doctor could be my Mr. Right.
Excellent. Amelia, what about you?
No, sorry. I've got to get to the bottom of this murder situation. My thoughts are turning to Colonel Mustard, to be honest.
You'll get to ride a camel.
The Colonel can wait. I'm in.
Dr. Ralph would have started his journey here in the bazaar. Maybe he bought a nectarine, sampled some Egyptian sweets, perhaps browsed the pyramid paperweights. We just don't know.
I can't wait to see Ralph's face when he clocks this belly dancing outfit.
Lucy.
Sorry.
What we do know is that his final destination was the little-known pyramid of King Mephites, 50 miles east of here. And to get there, we'll have to travel by...
Guys! I've got the camel!
Excellent, Amelia!
What the hell is that?
Lucy, meet Keith.
There is no way I'm getting on that. I thought we were hiring a 4x4.
This is a 4x4. Count the legs, Lucy. How much was it, Amelia?
Nothing, actually. They paid me to take him.
Bargain. Right, all aboard. Come on, Lucy. The sooner you get on the camel, the sooner you'll get to Dr. Ralph.
Fine, but I will be going side saddle.
Come on, Keith. Stand up.
I feel like Lucy of Arabia perched up here. Why is everyone shutting up their shops? It's only 2:30.
Oh, that'll be because of the sandstorm everyone's talking about.
Shh, Amelia.
What sandstorm?
Oh, nothing, it's fine. Right, we've got to get to that pyramid ASAP. I do not want to miss out on this story. Where's the ignition on this thing? Kick it, Amelia.
No, sorry, Jane. I absolutely refuse.
Fine, I'll do it. Yee-haw! Gallop!
Jane... What places? I've had the hump the whole way.
Yeah, we've noticed.
This belly dancing costume is chafing like nobody's business. I don't want to have a rash when I meet Dr. Ralph.
Guys, I'm worried about Keith. He's wheezing quite a lot.
Oh, I can't help thinking it would have been quicker to walk. I'm parched. Can I have some of that water, Amelia? Oh. Jane, you should have some too.
No need, Lucy. The heat doesn't affect me. I've got a nomadic constitution. And I wouldn't drink from that bottle. Keith's been glugging from it all afternoon.
Oh!
The sun sets as I plough onwards, atop this majestic and heavily odorous beast of the desert. With each arthritic step, we're getting closer to uncovering the truth behind Dr. Ralph's disappearance.
He stopped. Why has he stopped?
Amelia! Can't you coax him with some cheese or something?
He's hyperventilating.
Don't think we're stopping, Keith, you big hairy drama queen.
He's swaying. I think he's going to go.
Brace position, everyone.
I can't believe we're spending the night here. I cannot let another journalist get to Dr. Ralph before me.
How could it be so cold in the desert?
Amelia, can you please stop making those owl noises? It's weird.
Sorry, just trying to keep Keith's spirits up. He still looks a bit pained.
If only Dr. Ralph was here to warm me up.
You should come over here and snuggle up with Keith. He's giving off loads of heat.
He's also giving off an indescribably foul odour, Amelia. I don't know how you can bear to top and tail with him.
Why is he making such an ungodly racket?
I'm not sure. I can't work out what's wrong with him.
Lucy, I know we said we'd huddle up for warmth, but do you really need to spoon me quite so tightly?
If I had a penny for every time I'd heard that. Sorry, Jane, but I think my limbs might actually be locked in this position.
Fine, but playing footsie with me is a step too far.
I'm not touching your foot.
Stop it. It tickles.
Jane, it's a scorpion. Do not move.
I thought we weren't allowed to make owl noises, Jane.
It's on my thigh.
Don't worry, Jane. Only 80% of scorpions are poisonous. Is it red or black?
Red.
Uh-oh.
Jane!
The curse!
Wake up!
Oh, the tomb's opening!
Jane!
Mummy!
Your mum's not here, Jane!
Oh, thank God. I just had a dream about her emerging from a tomb. Oh, it must be the scorpion bite.
The scorpion didn't sting you, Jane. We bashed it with Amelia's shoe. You've just got a bit of heat stroke.
Oh, great.
Well, I did tell you to drink some water.
Guys, Keith's had a baby.
What are you talking about, Amelia?
While Jane was having a funny 15 minutes, Keith was giving birth. Meet baby Keith.
Am I still hallucinating? Why is there a tiny camel wearing my hieroglyphic alphabet t-shirt?
Well, I had to keep him warm and he picked this one out himself.
Is he going to stink as much as his mum?
Actually, Keith Senior didn't make it. I think pushing out the second hump was too much for him.
Oh, what are we going to do now? We can't all get on baby Keith.
Yeah, you're right. He can barely take my weight.
Jane, get off him! Come here, Keith. I'll look after you.
Right, well, we'll just have to do the rest on foot. Any trouble from you, baby Keith, and it's camel tagine for dinner.
Hang on. Which way are we meant to be going?
Ow! The sand's getting in my eyes. It really stings.
Forwards! It's just a bit of sand.
Where's baby Keith?
Lucy, are you there? Lucy? Amelia? Keith?
Literally everywhere. Can someone help me get it out of my pants?
Keith! Baby Keith! Where is he?
I think he's gone, Amelia.
Oh, Keith!
I don't know what you're upset about, Amelia. I've just lost a brand new t-shirt. We've survived a savage and utterly unexpected sandstorm. As the hours pass, the chances of us finding the Doctor alive get slimmer. Did Dr. Ralph fall victim to the thousand-year-old cobra that is said to guard King Mephita's tomb? Or has some other horrific fate befallen him? I aim to find out.
Do you really think that could have happened to him?
No, Lucy, I'm making it up. That's what journalism is.
I've let you down, Keith. I'm so sorry.
Hallelujah! Look! The pyramid's just over there, guys! The sandstorm's blown us in the right direction!
I'm coming for you, Dr. Ralph!
Follow me. Mum said they were in the central chamber when he disappeared.
Oh, it's like a labyrinth in here. Where are you, Ralph?
Be careful, guys. The Egyptians used to set elaborate traps to stop intruders.
Don't be ridiculous, Amelia. The curses, the traps, the outfits, it's all made up for tourists. There's a trail of footprints. There must be Dr. Ralph's.
My, they're huge.
Let's follow them.
I think maybe we should be careful.
Oh, they've stopped. That's strange. Look, there's a sarcophagus of King Mephita's. We're in the central chamber. We must be close. What happened here?
Guys, there's a snake. Nobody move.
It must be the thousand-year-old cobra from the curse.
I made that up.
Get out! The tomb is closed!
Who's that?
You must leave now!
I'm scared.
Jane, there is nothing funny about this situation.
I know. The snake's slithering over my foot. It tickles.
Ow, it's bitten me!
We should probably try and find an antidote.
Footsteps. Who's that?
I don't know, but they're getting closer.
It's the mummy of King Mephites. We've disturbed his grave.
Offer yourself to him, Amelia.
It's baby Keith! You're alive! How did you find us?
Oh, God, Amelia, that's disgusting.
What's that, baby Keith? I think he wants us to follow him.
He's not Lassie, Amelia.
Well, we haven't got a better option.
Why have you stopped, Keith? A door!
Whoa, hang on, Amelia. It could be another trap. Oh, I wish we knew what those hieroglyphics said.
Let's use baby Keith's t-shirt to work it out. F-I-R. Fire exit this way!
Oh, phew! Daylight!
Baby Keith, you saved our lives!
Excuse me, we close at 5. Did you not hear the announcement?
Guys, is it me or has my foot gone green?
No. Is she all right?
Not really. We need a hospital. Now. Gosh, she looks very pale, doesn't she?
At least the swelling's gone down now.
Yeah, she did look a lot like a blowfish at one point.
Amelia! Look at Jane's medical notes.
Aggressive patient may need sedation.
No! Look at who her doctor is.
Dr. Cody!
No, that's her medication. Dr. Ralph! He must have had an epiphany in the pyramids and decided to stay and care for the sick people of Cairo. That's just like him.
Wow, so he's alive after all.
Perhaps I'll get a full body examination while I'm here, if you know what I mean.
Right, where's the imbecile who got herself bitten by a cobra?
Oh, sorry, we were expecting Dr. Ralph. 6 foot, virile, muscly, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Ralph.
What?
Dr. Susan Ralph.
We thought you were a man.
Well, sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, you don't have a brother, do you?
The good news is the antidote's worked. Your friend should be coming around soon.
Well, he wasn't very friendly.
Oh, how amusing that she just turned up like that.
Oh, yeah, really funny, Mum.
Still, despite the coma, you had a nice time, I suppose. Any holiday romance, Lucy?
Oh, funny you should mention that, Mrs. R. I'm actually flying back out tomorrow for an archaeological dig.
Oh, I didn't know you were into all that.
I'm not. But I got chatting to the pyramid guide who helped us out, and he's promised to show me some of his artefacts.
Did you submit a story in the end, Jane?
Yeah, I did a fascinating feature on how tricky it is to tell the difference between male and female camels. No takers.
Oh, who's this little one then?
Mum, meet baby Keith. She's our new pet.
What's that, baby Keith? You suspect Professor Plum. And she's nudging the lead piping towards the billiard room. You've cracked it, Keith!
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with additional roles by Felicity Montague. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.